Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditations. This is the third episode in our series on the Holy Spirit and Mary. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. In our first two episodes on the Holy Spirit and Mary, we discovered two essential truths. First, the Holy Spirit conceives and forms the life of Christ within us. And second, Scripture and the Catechism teach that the Holy Spirit is identified with wisdom. But this leads to something unexpected. The wisdom books of the Old Testament describe wisdom using language that is feminine, maternal, bridal, and virginal. As we saw last time, the book of Sirach says, "She will come to meet him like a mother and receive him like a virgin bride." So the Holy Spirit acts in a maternal way. But let me state something very clearly. I am not saying that the Holy Spirit is a woman any more than God the Father is a man, because God is pure spirit. He is neither male nor female. Yet all the perfections of masculinity and femininity exist perfectly in God, and the three divine persons share these perfections fully. But when we look carefully at Scripture, we notice something remarkable. Whenever the Holy Spirit acts in the world, new life begins. The Holy Spirit gives life to the world. The Holy Spirit conceives Christ in the womb of Mary, and the Holy Spirit gives birth to the church, and the Spirit conceives and forms Christ in every Christian soul. That is why we can say that the Holy Spirit has a maternal mission. And this life-giving mission appears again and again in Scripture in three decisive moments: creation, the Incarnation, and Pentecost. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery, the Holy Spirit acts as a mother in creation. In Genesis chapter 1, we read, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was a formless void. There was darkness over the deep, and God's Spirit hovered over the water." When Genesis speaks of the Spirit of God, the Hebrew word, ruah, is feminine. Even more striking is the verb used to describe the Spirit's action. The Spirit hovered over the waters. This same verb appears in Deuteronomy chapter 32 to describe a mother bird protecting her young, saying, "Like an eagle watching its nest, hovering over its young." So the image is clear and powerful. The Holy Spirit hovers over creation like a mother bird over her nest, bringing forth life, nurturing it, and protecting it. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery, the Holy Spirit acts as a mother at the Annunciation. So we see the same pattern in the birth of Jesus. In Luke chapter 1, verse 35, the angel Gabriel tells Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." The word overshadow echoes the hovering of the Spirit at creation. Just as the Spirit hovered over the waters to bring forth the first creation, the Spirit now overshadows Mary to bring forth the new creation in Christ. Through the action of the Holy Spirit, Jesus is conceived. Here, the Holy Spirit gives Mary the capacity to receive the Son of God, the capacity to conceive him in her womb. Once again, the Spirit's action is life-giving and creative. So in both moments, creation and the incarnation, the Spirit acts in a maternal way, conceiving, bringing forth life, nurturing and protecting that new life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery, the Holy Spirit acts as a mother at Pentecost. So this same pattern appears once more at Pentecost. The apostles are gathered around Mary in the upper room when suddenly the Holy Spirit descends upon them as tongues of fire. At that moment, something extraordinary happens. The church is born. So just as the Spirit brought forth creation and the Spirit brought forth Christ, so now the Spirit brings forth the body of Christ into the world. And Pope John Paul II describes this moment simply. On Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descends and the church is born. the Spirit gives birth to the people of God. And this same Spirit continues to bring forth new life in every believer through baptism. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. In John chapter 3, Jesus said to Nicodemus, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Now the person you are born of is your parent, and Jesus tells us that Christians are born of the Holy Spirit. But which parent does the Holy Spirit become through baptism? The Spirit can't be the Father. God the Father is our divine Father. The Spirit, therefore, must take the role of the feminine parent, the role of our mother. The Spirit conceives divine life within us and brings that life to birth in baptism. Therefore, the mission of the Holy Spirit is to relate to us as our divine mother. And Mary's spiritual motherhood can only be understood within the context of this maternal mission of the Holy Spirit. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what caught your attention with that meditation, if anything?
I was actually... Now, we do two meditations back-to-back, typically. So you and I pray two rosaries. And this second one, I was reflecting more on more of my personal life and my friends and our community and our... Once a month, we get together for formation, where we try to talk about something spiritual and share in a conversation about that. So admittedly, I was thinking about what I could do for my friends in formation this week, because normally it means just finding content, but I realized this time I really, really want to just ask questions and ask people where their spiritual lives are at and where they want to be at and what it takes for us to get there right now together. Mm-hmm. But that's just entirely transparent. I was thinking, it's so easy to be in a group and in a community and not stop for a moment and ask people where they're at and where they're going and how to get there. So I was kind of praying on that, trying to figure that out right now. But,
and I find in that conversation with people, the throwaway answer often is, well, I want to get to heaven, or I want to become holy. Mm-hmm. But we give vague, very vague answers about what heaven is or what holiness is, and even vaguer answers about the clear path to achieve that.
Because it's kind of, what are you not doing right now? What are you doing right now? Especially a lot of my friends are young couples with children now that have been married in the last couple of years. And it's just easy to not touch base with them, and it's easy to get caught up in daily survival and not ask, are you talking to your significant other about your spiritual life? How are you leading your children right now, even though they're very little? Are you making time for your prayer life? Because it's just hard to fit that in. But there are practical steps over the next couple of years, and I'm just very curious where people are at and what we could be doing together.
Yeah. Well, I remember very well what it was like, because I was working full time, working on my PhD, and I had three children under two. because we had twins and then Grace 20 months later. Mm-hmm. So I understand what that is.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to go back to the basics. Holiness is to share in the very life of God. Jesus gives his divine life to us through the sacraments, particularly the Eucharist. The role of the Holy Spirit is to help us receive the life of Christ. Jesus gives his life. The Holy Spirit helps us to receive his life. And the Holy Spirit helps us to receive through Mary.
Which I think all of these things are also really beautiful things to talk about with these people that are experiencing family life for the first time, and the way that Mary as your mother in that especially is the greatest guide you can have, or being that close to the Holy Spirit, just because half the time you feel like your brain is frazzled and off and not working. And right there, you've got a mother, you've got a guide, you have everything you need to receive.
Exactly. And this is why the daily rosary is so powerful. Let's say you're a busy young couple, professionals, raising kids, trying to take care of a house. The two most powerful things you can do: go to Mass on Sunday and receive the Eucharist.
Mm-hmm.
Pray the rosary every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Eucharist, Jesus will give you everything you need. And through the daily rosary, the Holy Spirit will enable you to receive
mm-hmm.
the grace of the Eucharist.
Yeah. And the two smaller steps are examining the excuses you make not to do those things. Not that I think a lot of people are avoiding Mass on Sundays, but avoiding even like going to an extra daily Mass or things like that, or praying a rosary every day. But also, like you said, just that second thing of entrusting that to Mary goes so much farther than we could imagine, because it's farther than we ourselves could go in prayer.
Yeah. Yeah. So if we keep it that simple, that's very doable. I remember very well, because I was working on my PhD mm-hmm. at the University of Dayton. So I would go down to the university very early in the morning and I would go to Mass with the monks and pray, and then I would go to class and then I would go to work after.
Mm-hmm.
Our Lady said to me one day, "So Michael, if you pray the rosary by yourself, how will your wife and kids learn to pray the rosary?" I said, "Well, what do you want me to do?" And she said, "Pray it with them." So that night, went home. I put John and Sarah in their crib. I knelt down on the floor. Actually sat down on the floor. Prayed the rosary with mom and the kids in their crib.
Mm-hmm.
And that started our habit of praying the rosary as a family every night.
Look where we are now.
And look where we are now.
Yeah. Yeah, that does have a huge effect.
So I'm glad your mind wandered to something else.
In the sense that sometimes I do admit I have to actually focus on building my own resolutions, and those are innately going to be personal. Because it's good to have something theological and constructive to share, but a majority of my life needs a resolution, and it's personal and specific to me.
Exactly. And that's what we should all be doing. And you notice how I directed it back to our topic.
It's very good. I was counting on that.
But not...
It's because they're innately tied together.
Because they're innately tied together. Well, thanks for the conversation. Very enjoyable.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.